Dyke 27 4CC. Been a little while. It's been hard to get a hold of because he's been so busy. Our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Hello, mate.
Hey, g'day, Hammo. How are you, mate?
Good. Caught up with your brother earlier on.
That's good. He's been out of action a fair bit too lately.
Yeah. He didn't even know you were in town. How long since you seen him?
It's been a while. Been a while.
Hey, we spoke about the state of origin. Good news for northern Queensland, Townsville getting game one, but gee, aren't New South Wales going, especially Brad Fittler. He is just going off chops about it.
You know what, Hammo, they can say whatever they like. It's a Queensland home game because traditionally you used to have two games in Queensland, two games in New South Wales. So this year's our turn to have two, and the NRL gave one to Victoria to try and get interest in the game. So for them to have a whinge about it, the state government stepped in and said we need to have this first game back here in Queensland, particularly brand new stadium up in Townsville, and that's what's happening. So well done to the Premier and well done to all Queenslanders.
Yeah.
One game this year. Even better, two in a row.
Fingers crossed, mate. If New South Wales beat us, you just know what Brad Fittler's going to be. Imagine Phil Gould about how much tougher it's going for the boys to win, I just hope it doesn't happen.
We do it every year, mate. We do it every year.
I know.
They win the first time, we come back and win the series. That's our role.
Yep, true. Mate, a few things happening. There's the announcement later this morning for the Gambling Community Benefit Fund.
Yeah, so the latest round is out, and as we know, Gladstone, some non-profit organisations have traditionally done really well, and latest round's no different. Round 108, we'll be dishing out to about just over 10 clubs. It's about $268,000 coming out to those clubs. So, there's a vast variety of different things that groups that have got the money this time.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on my Facebook page, and we'll have a list of those groups up today. These are the grants up to $35,000. Groups, one of the winners of this round is the Thistle Band Hall, so they're going to do some renos on their storerooms there so they can put their gear away and buy a few other bits of equipment. Those are the sort of things local groups try and save up $35,000 to do this work. It's near on impossible doing raffles and that these days. The good thing that we do is give back money that people put into the pokies and gambling back into local sporting and non-profit organisations.
Yeah. Mate, what's happening with the Callaghan Dam?
There's been a bit of chat around, particularly from a couple of the opposition people. The member for Callaghan is the local member. We've got to take the gates off up there. It's the best time to do it. There's water in it, but it's way back away from the gate. They've been saying that, if we take the gates off, we're going to lose half the capacity of the dam. Well, you can't lose half the capacity when there's no water up against the gates. So these gates have been shown over the last couple of times when we've had major floods in that dam to have a few problems. So we're taking this time now while the dam's low, while we're in dry season, just to take the gates off, do some inspections, do any repairs that we need to do, and have them back in by wet season. So,
okay, good.
All of the rubbish that's been going on is just untrue. We're taking them off, we're looking at inspecting them and putting them straight back on. So,
and mate, finally, one of the special schools are getting a good little upgrade, eh?
Yeah, one of my favourite little schools, our Rosella Park School. During the election, we committed $9.5 million to help them with two state-of-the-art buildings for kids with special needs. So that work will be starting very shortly. I drove past the other day and noticed some bunting and that around. So hopefully that work will start. These are the type of investments that, governments should be making. This school's been around for a long time with a lot of old buildings and, things in like asbestos and the like. So these state-of-the-art buildings for kids in wheelchairs and kids with disabilities and autism and all these type of things, these classrooms will cater for that. So, very proud moment to see these invest buildings going forward for the benefit of our wonderful kids in Gladstone.
Okay, mate. Look, thanks very much for joining us this morning. I know you're very busy. Go Queensland next week in the state of origin. Hopefully we'll catch up before then anyway.
Sounds good.
Why do they whinge so much? Is it because we've been the underdogs for so many years and beat them so many times? I don't understand.
It's because we're so successful and they're useless, I guess you would say, Go the Queenslanders.
Go the Queenslanders. All right, Butch. Thank you, mate.
Good one, Harry. Good on you, mate. See ya.